Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Quenisha. May I have your first and last name to access the account, please?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Logan Thomas.
Thank you for that information, Mr. Thomas. And for security measures, can you please verify your shipping address?
Shipping address is going to be 5000 Dodson Lane in Sacramento, 95835.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Mr. Thomas, do you have an a zip code that's associated with the account?
Pardon me?
Do you have a zip code that's associated with the account?
Probably 95682.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Thomas, do you have an active account with us?
Honestly, I don't think so. And that's why I'm calling, is I have a charge on my credit card, but I don't even know what Omax Health is.
Okay, sir. So let's see. I can look up. I can look up this with the last four digits. Well, the last six digits. No, I'm sorry. The first six digits and the last four digits of the card that was billed, sir.
You can, okay. Yeah, 'cause I have no idea what Omax Health is. I'm just looking at my credit card statement. Yeah, the first six and the last four?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the first six are 414720, and the last four are 8156.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Mr. Thomas, do you have an email address that may be associated with the account?
If I do, it is loganalex.t@gmail.com.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And what was the zip code again, sir?
95682.
Mr. Thomas, I do apologize. None of that information brought up an account.
Yeah, no worries. And it's showing that it's being billed as groceries. So I think I just might have run my card in the wrong place and somebody skimmed it. So no worries. I will I'll dispute that with my company, but I really appreciate your time and help. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, sir. Thank you for contacting Omax Health. You have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. Bye-bye.